More and more people are missing out on clean car discounts because of complicated and obscure regulations. Many cars on lots are sold based on the expectation of buyers that they will be getting a government contribution from the clean car discount scheme. But all too often, that expectation is not met. Phil Pennington reports the data used to decide who gets a rebate is a big mess.
A Ministry of Transport report about CO2 emissions data for used cars, the way it is tested, and the fuel consumption says
nothing reliable for used vehicles until June 2019. High non-compliance since then as well.
The transport agency says it ran regular updates from January to April to clean up the data. This has carried on since, including one update where records for more than 1,000 vehicles were fixed or rejected. Peter Cullen is at the pointy end of this, with a dozen virtually identical Mazda Azilas on his lot at Value Cars Warehouse in Christchurch.
I've written on all the cars their rebates, and now a fresh one came in. I'm going to print the card for that, and it's actually a fee now. It's changed midstream. And then I've subsequently gone and checked all the previous models. We've already marked them up as rebates, which they were, and now appears they're all fees.
But he's convinced the updated data is wrong, so is reluctant to change the window stickers, even though that might force him to pay the difference for the customer.
Basically, the government's forcing us to mislead the public, and that's not right.
The transport agency says the responsibility for providing accurate information sits with the vehicle importer. Emails released under the OIA show about 30 dealers, including Toyota, asking the agency to urgently fix data in the 5 days after the launch. In one, major importer Nichibo calls it a minefield of a system. Toyota told RNZ last week the problems have since been overcome. Others say they persist, some even paying $300 per car to get the right data on European used imports. The emails also show Waka Kotahi was keen to tell the media the problems were minor bedding in ones. A senior manager on April the 7th says overall there is a very low number of problems, but then adds,
given we have more cases than we are expecting, there is a spike, and we are working through each one as quickly as possible.
At one stage, the Transport Ministry asks NZTA about a gap where hundreds of models of Japanese used cars 2018 or newer appear to lack the right identifiers.
Without these being loaded in, it means that the wrong CO2 value will be assigned on many used imports and probably all used imports manufactured from early 2021. It may also reduce consumers' ability to discover the full set of low-emission car options.
The agency's top advisor on clean cars, Ian McGlinchey, responds,
it's difficult to work out from the emails what the scale of problem is. There seem to be more questions than answers at present.
Ian McGlinchey then urges the team to find out why the scheme is slapping a full fee on cars that lack emissions data, a common problem, when it was designed not to do this. The agency told RNZ on April 27th, there are no system issues. After we reported the industry was saying that thousands of cars could be affected, an internal email from Waka Kotahi's communications team says,
if we can convincingly pour cold water on that, it would be good.
The agency in late April told RNZ a total of 145 vehicles had had their emissions data queried. But the emails mention a whole range of figures. 1,600 records needing fixing, 5% of used cars with dodgy data, and they speak of the team being donkey deep fixing the issue.